From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. Coming up, we hear from a community health researcher about what might be protecting Black and Latino women from poor mental health symptoms as they age. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A second correctional officer will serve time for the beating death of a state prisoner. On Monday, a federal judge sentenced Todd Scheffler to 20 years in prison in the killing of Larry Irvin. The 65-year-old inmate died in May of 2018 at the Western Illinois Correctional Center in Mount Sterling. Scheffler and another guard, Alex Banta, were given the same sentence for federal civil rights violations and counts of an attempted cover-up. Another officer pleaded guilty to the charges. The streets outside the Illinois State Capitol were packed yesterday with thousands of abortion rights opponents for a March for Life rally. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Rallygoers were carrying signs, posters, and banners that spelled out one common message, that abortion access should be illegal in Illinois. Republican State Representative Bill Howder was one of the speakers. He condemned two bills that would penalize crisis pregnancy centers suspected of misleading patients from abortion services.
They don't care if this bill to shut down pregnancy centers is unconstitutional, irrational, unpopular. It is not their time, their money, wasted in courts and on lawyers.
The measures would allow a court to set a penalty of up to $50,000 against a center. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
There's a need in Illinois for about 300,000 additional rental homes for people making 30% of their area's median family income or less. That's according to Bob Palmer, policy director for Housing Action Illinois. He says it will likely take government action to cut down on that number.
For a whole variety of reasons, the private market doesn't do a good job of serving households at that income level. So we really need public resources at the federal, state, and local level.
A recent study from Housing Action Illinois and the National Low Income Housing Coalition shows there are only 34 available and affordable rental homes for every 100 extremely low-income households in Illinois that need them. Still to come, a conversation with a University of Illinois researcher about a correlation between age and mental health in Black and Latino women. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez is coming up on 217 Today.
Voting is the key to a healthy democracy, but who has the right to vote has evolved throughout our country's history. Voting rights today are governed and protected by various laws, but efforts to suppress the vote are still alive and well. Our digital social justice learning space is focused on voting in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Black and Latina women have a greater risk of getting COVID, but age seems to play a role in protecting them against mental health symptoms. That's according to a study from University of Illinois kinesiology and community health professor Sandra Luz Lara Sinisomo. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez spoke to her about her research.
What was your motive for pursuing this study?
I am primarily interested in mental health disparities among Latinas and women of color, mostly African-American and Latinas, and many of whom are mothers. But these data were collected from a number of individuals, including men and non-binary individuals. But because of our area of research, we decided to focus on African-American and Latina women who are often underrepresented in the literature and are overrepresented in terms of COVID infections and COVID deaths.
What was the most significant finding or findings of your study?
We had about 30% of our sample who had screened positive for depressive symptoms, and a similar proportion, 28.6%, screened positive for risk of anxiety. The second is that, as you might expect, changes in a person's employment due to COVID was another significant factor. The other big finding is that age was actually protective. We hypothesized that older individuals would report more depressive symptoms than, say, younger individuals in the sample, but that was not what we found. And that was surprising given the high risk of infection and death among older African-American and Latinos. The third finding is that there were differences in terms of the potential benefits or protective factors of prayer. We found that African-American women who reported praying also reported significantly fewer depressive symptoms than African-American women who did not pray.
You said you were surprised to learn that older women were less likely to have experienced mental health symptoms. What factors account for that?
What we found is that there was a positive correlation between age and actually a negative correlation between age and depressive and anxiety symptoms. What that means is as someone got older, they had fewer depressive and anxiety symptoms. And what we argue in our paper is that they probably have learned how to fare through a lot of different stressors over time.
Let's come back to prayer. You said prayer also played a role in lessening anxiety and depression symptoms. Why is that? Or does more research need to be done on that?
Absolutely. There is research that shows that spirituality, some of my research on mental health in perinatal women, that's, you know, pregnant and postpartum women, can be beneficial, but the results are still mixed. As this study shows, that prayer alone is not a cure-all for everyone, that for some people, prayer is helpful. And as we stated in the publication, that we need to understand what is it about prayer that was helpful to potentially to African-American women in our study, but not helpful to Latinas.
What else needs to be learned about older women and the pandemic?
I think the issue of ageism is a critical one, especially as older, we have a larger and growing population of older adults that we still have a lot to learn and benefit from older individuals, including African-American and Latinos who have had to fare a number of adverse events over their life course. At least they have a risk for that. We know that from the literature.
That was University of Illinois Community Health Professor Sandra Luz Lara Sinosimo. She was discussing the findings of her study on the mental health impacts of COVID on women of color. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy today, with a chance of showers and a high of 59 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Sarah Fentum, and Luis Velasquez. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.